Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney, and we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are so glad that you joined us again this week. Today's episode is all about the idol of self, just how easy it is to fall into that trap of idolizing ourselves, of being so self-consumed, desiring self-recognition, being constantly self-serving. And what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how to recognize when we're falling into those patterns and how to not live that way. And also how refreshing it is when we're not living that way and we're living as Christ wants us to live, where we are truly focused on serving other people and putting others' needs, you know, before our own, which is not an easy thing to do because I think as humans, we are selfish by nature. But because we have the Holy Spirit living in us, He can 1000% empower us to not live that way and to be focused on others and to love others first. And let me just tell you, there's been times in my life and seasons where I have been very, very self-consumed. And I still fall into it sometimes, but there's been seasons where I've been extremely self-consumed. And going from living that way to living a life where I'm not as focused on myself, oh my gosh, it's so freeing. Like you seriously feel a burden is taken off of you, not having to constantly feel obsessed with your appearance and what, you know, what you're looking like and what you sound like and what other people are thinking of you and what you're posting on social media and all these things. It is so, so, so freeing. And I want you to experience that because I've experienced it. Yeah. Now, with that being said, I personally, like I said, I still fall into the trap sometimes. It's mainly now, not because I'm so focused on like the outward appearance or anything like that. Personally, I get so caught up in like my own schedule and routines and my to-dos. I'm a very big like routine person. I get kind of obsessive over it. And it gets to the point to where I almost become annoyed when I feel like I have to do things for other people that aren't convenient for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really sad for me to say. Like, it's sad for me to even hear myself say that.
We all go through that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, but one thing that truly shifts my perspective each day and helps me to be more patient, helps me to be more full of love, more focused on others, is simply spending time with God each morning. I notice that when I don't spend time with Him, I am much more consumed in myself. I'm much more focused on the hustle and bustle of life and my routines and moving quickly through things and getting things done. And then I kind of push other people to the side. Whereas when I actually take the time in the morning to spend time with the Lord, you know, it forces me to take a step back, pause, relax, and focus on the things that are eternal instead of the things that are temporal. Mm. You know, temporal meaning temporary, my job, my to-dos, my schedule, etc. And so, you know, when I do this, when I take that time with the Lord, it helps remind me that there's so much more to our existence than those things, you know, those temporary things. And it helps me set my sights on the Lord and the things that are going to matter for eternity, which is building the kingdom. Yeah. Pouring into others, pouring into the souls of others. So the thing I like to ask the Lord each day when I remember is, you know, God, give me Jesus goggles. Like I literally like sometimes we'll put this sounds so silly, but like I'll put my hands like on my eyes in circles. And I'm like, Lord, like, let me literally see through your lens. Let me see people in the way that you see them.
Yeah.
And I swear, like when I pray this, I really do walk through the day seeing people differently. And I find myself just full with so much more love and patience for other people. I'm not getting annoyed, you know, with the clerk checking me out at Kroger who's taking too long, or the person in front of me driving too slow, or, you know, someone in my family needing me to do, asking me to do something for them. I'm not getting annoyed. Instead, I just have this sense of love and, like I said, patience with others and therefore, that translates over into being more aware of others' needs. And so, you know, all of this to say, taking that time in the Word is, I mean, it truly, like, something about reading the Word of God and prayer just changes us. It does. It's unexplainable, you know, but with all of this, I just want to say, you know, we're not called to neglect ourselves. Of course not. You know, if we neglect ourselves and we don't take care of our mind, body, spirit, then we can't help others in the way that we ultimately could. So that's not what I'm saying at all. I think that's, you know, self-care is very important. However, I don't think that we have to be so obsessive with it. Yeah. And there's a way to still take care of yourself and love and appreciate yourself for who God made you to be, while also keeping your main focus on the kingdom and serving others. What do you think, Jen?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, that Jesus's self-care, the only time we really see Jesus doing self-care is when he went to go be alone with the Lord. I think the self-care movement, like you were saying, like, it is important. Like, we need to be taking care of ourselves, but we need to be doing it through the biblical lens of, like, yeah, we're way overworking ourselves. We're not protecting our Sabbath. We're putting our jobs over our spiritual health. Like, whenever we're obsessing over those things and not prioritizing the relationships the Lord has put in our lives, yeah, self-care is definitely needed. And really all self-care is really going back to what fills your soul, which is the Lord at the end of the day. I know a lot of people maybe don't make those two connections because maybe they don't know the Lord very well, or they're used to doing things in the natural realm, which is like taking baths and lighting candles and going get your nails and toes done, getting a massage. Like, all those things are wonderful, but those things mean nothing without having your spiritual health filled, you know, which is not the point of this episode today. But I do think that's a good thing to make note of, is self-care is great and we should be focusing on self in those areas, but really to be more Christ-like is to look at the other person. It is to pay more attention to others' needs around you. And that's kind of like even my experience too. I feel like even in our society today, it's so obsessive over showing off the things that we have. And not even just to show off that you really like the car you have, or you really like the new purse you got or the new job you got, but it's the spirit of, I want you to be envious of me. I want people to look at me and see what I have and want it too. I want them to see it and wish that they had it, or they want to, or I want them to see it and praise me because I got it. I want them to feel like I'm lucky, or that I've worked so hard for what I have, you know. And I'm going to be really transparent. I am not guilty of this. I have gone through my life at times where I wanted to post my new convertible I just bought in cash. I wanted to post all these things. I wanted to post that I could go take all my friends on a vacation to Miami. You know, like, there's all these things that I thought mattered. And when I look back at my life and like what I was doing, it was not of the Lord. As much as I wanted to say that the Lord was blessing me in those areas, I was taking all the credit. I wanted everyone to see what I was doing. I was obsessed with that people-pleasing aspect. And I really think that's what self-idolatry is that you're more obsessed with the way that you look, the way that you feel, the way that you're perceived, and you're hoping that everyone else is on the same page as you. And when someone's not on the same page as you, things don't work out very well because you're so obsessed with how you think. You're right all the time. Your feelings matter most. Your success matters most. Nothing's going to get in my way. And y'all, I see this so much in social media of this, like, I don't need anyone else. I'm fine on my own. That independent movement. Like, it is just all of this internal look at ourselves thinking there's no one that could do it better than me. And there's just that fine line of, it can get into dangerous territory, because in the Bible, we don't see one person doing it all. Even Jesus didn't do it all. He passed all his miracle and wonders to 12 people. And then those 12 people passed it on to more people and more people. And you don't just see the priests doing the things. And that was the whole point of Jesus coming, you know? So I'm so excited that we are going into this and we are going to be able to expose if you're struggling with self-idolatry, because I do think the people, I want to say this kindly too, just so you guys can hear my heart. The people who struggle with self-idolatry are normally not even realizing that they're struggling with it. It's one of the hardest ones to get self-awareness around, because it's a really hard thing to even realize, because you really don't, like, you don't even realize you're doing it. you don't think it's a bad thing. You mask it with, well, I've earned this. I've worked really hard for this. Or I need to keep my boundaries in line. Like I chuckle at Sid and her schedules because I'm the same way. I'm like, well, I put schedules in place to make sure that like everyone knows about what I'm doing so that if they need me, they know when to ask for my help. And it's like, when someone needs help, they shouldn't have to like meet your criteria of your schedule. Like if they need you, they need you and they need that help. And so like, even for me, I'm like, you have to have grace sometimes, you know? And sometimes when we're so caught up in our own schedules and what I need to do for myself, we miss out on opportunities to show that grace to people. You know, we miss out on those opportunities to really be like Jesus in those moments where you do drop everything. And I'll tell you what, I've grown better relationships with the ones that I've had those moments with where I noticed they dropped everything for me, you know, or I knew they were in the middle of working, but they still picked up the phone to make sure I was okay. You know, those are those things that whenever you get out of self-idolatry, like Sid said, you're actually going to see how much better it actually is when you stop worrying about only yourself and you start helping others and loving others before yourself.
Yeah, that is such a good perspective. I'm so glad that we're talking about this topic because I needed this reminder. I really did. And I needed to take a second to slow down and like think about these things. And like I said, be reminded of it. For now, we're going to go into our soul scriptures. And I love Philippians 2, 5 through 11. It says, in your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. Christ himself was like God in everything, but he did not think that being equal with God was something to be used for his own benefit. But he gave up his place with God and made himself nothing. When I read that, I was like, holy cow, this verse is so incredible to me because if anyone had the quote unquote right to be self-consumed, self-absorbed, I'm so amazing, look at me, it would have been Jesus, right? Because he literally was and is the best human being to ever be created. He was God, you know? But instead, he lived completely through selflessness, through love, serving others. Like that was Jesus's whole mission was to be on this earth and serve other people. He healed people. You know, we get to see all of his miracles. And the whole purpose that he came here was to die for us. Yeah. It wasn't for himself, you know, and that's just such a good reminder. And we're so blessed to have that example of Jesus, even though he, if anyone, could have been the one to do the opposite of what this verse says and consider himself equal to God. But it says, but he did not think that being equal with God was something to be used for his own benefit. Yeah. Instead, he used that for the benefit of other people, which is the opposite of self-idolatry, of self-obsession, right? So I was super inspired by that verse.
I love that scripture. You know, it's crazy too, if you really think about it, every time Jesus is being praised for something, you'll catch him saying, everything I have is from the Father himself. So like you will see Jesus actually, because like even his disciples are like praising him, which is what we're called to do. Because even Jesus says like you to get to the Father, you come through me, you know? And so we know that that's the connection. But even Jesus himself, when people wanted to praise him, he still gave the credit to God himself because he knew he was created by God, you know? So, and he is God. God was with him and he was with God and they were one. So it is, it's a beautiful thing to see because you're right. God, Jesus literally could have been like, yeah, I'm everything. Like I am everything. And he still wanted people to know that. I don't know. It's cool because Jesus really did show us exactly what he wanted from us by living the perfect example through everything he went through. Okay, next one. And I'm actually going to read two versions of this because I do think it's I think it's fun to see different versions and see how real it makes the scripture when you like sometimes read it and it's super proper. You know, they use words that maybe you wouldn't use, but then when you read it in another translation, you're like, oh, I get that completely. So this next one is Romans 12:16. And it says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. So I looked up another scripture translation, and it's Romans 12:16 again, and it's the NLT version, and it says, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. So this one is kind of a stretch, but I want you guys to really understand, like sometimes when we're self in our basically praising ourselves for everything that we have, everything that we do. And I think me and Sid have even talked about this last week or the week before that. Sometimes we start thinking we're better than other people. You start comparing yourself to other people. You start thinking, I mean, honestly, I was sitting in circles where like, you didn't hang out with the people if they weren't making as much as you. You didn't even really give them the time of day if they weren't making as much as you. And it was a really weird place to be in because I never wanted to be that type of person, but that happens. And we see it in today's culture anyways, like Hollywood doesn't hang out with the homeless. And that's actually what this scripture is saying is wrong. We should not be having rankings of status and we shouldn't be holding value to those. He's saying, do not be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Like, do not be the one that thinks they know it all. Like, you should be going to your brother and sister in Christ and wanting to learn from them, no matter if they're homeless or they're making millions of dollars a year. But we immediately hold value to people's status, relationships, race, economical thing. Like, it's so sad. And so I just want to give another reminder that I'm going to say this very boldly, but it does not matter who you are or who you think you are. Like, you are no better than anyone else sitting next to you. Like, we are all on the equal playing field. And it is actually such a good thing. That is good news. Like, that is a good thing. And so just be reminded that the Lord does not want you to think you know it all, because then you'll have to handle it all and you won't even need God to help you. So humble yourselves, really realize that we are not called to be wise on our own estimation, meaning we're not supposed to know everything. We're not supposed to act like we got it all together. We aren't supposed to be showing to people that we never struggle and that we're perfect and that, and honestly, y'all, I'm speaking to Christians. Truly, this is like something Christians need to hear. Christianity shouldn't be portrayed as perfection. Like, we need to be showing our real battles and our real struggles. And I think that's why me and Sid love this podcast, because we get a moment to just kind of share the things we've struggled with and turn it around. And so I hope even through that scripture alone, you're reminded that look at your friend group, look at the people you're hanging out with, and ask yourself if you've made sure you only hang out with certain people based off of XYZ. Or do you feel like you know it all every time you get with friends or with your family, and you don't let anyone else share opinions because you just think you're only right? That is an example that we can sometimes be idolizing ourselves over how God's called us to be. And that's to love one another and be in community with each other and hear people out and what they think and being able to understand them as well.
Yes, definitely. Our last scripture that we want to share is James 3:16. It says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice." Mm. So what I like to do a lot of times when I read scriptures is like, I'll read it and then I'll kind of read it backwards. So like, I'm reading the second part that says there will be disorder and every vile practice, right? So basically chaos, stuff that we don't want in our life, right? And what is causing that? Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist. Mm. So therefore, I'm reading that jealousy and selfish ambition will cause disorder and bad things in my life, right? So when we're, you know, I started thinking about this verse, and when we are constantly consumed in our own ambitions, jealousy will typically always follow, right? In some way. I'm not saying that it's not okay to have ambitions. I believe that God gives very godly, Christ-like ambitions and goals and dreams that we are called to follow. But when we become so obsessed and consumed in our selfish ambitions, a lot of times that can cause jealousy, because we start to think, oh, well, if this person's winning, it's taking something from us. Or we become jealous because we feel like we're not doing as good as them, right? So that jealousy and selfish ambition just go so hand in hand. And this isn't, you know, obviously how we're called to live. Yeah. So what I need to do with every ambition, with every goal, with every dream, with every desire in my life is to surrender that to the Lord open-handedly, not holding it with a tight fist, mm-hmm. not saying this is mine and I'm going to make it happen. But no, like, this is an ambition, a goal, dream, desire, whatever it is that's on my heart. And Lord, I give it to you. I ask you to help me with it. Keep jealousy far from me. Help me to stay happy for others and enjoying seeing other people win.
Yeah, that's so good. So going into our soul assignment, this is going to be a little different. Well, not different. It's the same, but we're going to go through and actually give you some signs, you know, five signs that you could be struggling with self-idolatry. And we're going to kind of work through those. And so for our soul assignment today, which we do these at the end of every episode, is just kind of like a self-reflection, something that you can take from this episode, walk into your daily life, and actually make it practical for you. And so one of our main things for this whole episode is, like I said, it's really hard sometimes to even realize you're in this place. And the enemy wants you to not realize you're in this place. Because the more you can live with loving yourself over loving the Lord, the further you're separated from God. So we want to, or the longer that you're separated from God. So we want to kind of call these things out, because even reading some of these, I could really find myself in. I could see how little things throughout my life, I've fallen into these categories. So one, I want you to know you're not alone in this, like, at all. But if you do catch yourself in some of these areas, we want you to write them down, and we want you to pray about these. We want you to kind of take a reflection and help you identify with these and being able to give that to the Lord and ask him to help you through these. So number one, so remember, there's five of these that we're going to go through. So number one is, you search your heart before you search the Bible. This one, I think, is so massively important, because we do sometimes look at the Bible as, I believe some of the things it says, and I believe when they are beneficial to me. Basically, anything that's in the Word is true, and we know that. It's the living Word. It's not from just thousands of years ago, and it was only pertaining to people back then. No, it is living and it's true now. And if you are in a place where you feel like every time you're going through a situation and only sometimes you go to the Word for your answers, and then other times you lean on your own Word, even though you know it's not what the Bible says, I want to raise a big red flag. Okay. And I have sympathy, because I was this person. I'll just give the example. Like, whenever I was sleeping around, I just told myself that I needed to know what sex was like before I met my husband. Like, that was my own selfish reasoning, even though I knew the Lord said he would provide me a good husband otherwise. So I was going on my own selfish ambition of, like, I need to do this for myself. And, you know, that's just for a long time ago. And now that I've saved that, I'm realizing every single day how truthful that is. So that's just my own example in this. But just know, like, sometimes we go to ourself and our own heart and our own understanding on things before going to what the Word says, because we know it's going to be harder. And so if that's you, know that you're not alone, but this could be a sign that you are way more focused on yourself and selfish ambition rather than godly guidance and him actually leading you in your life and you being in his will for your life.
Yeah, for sure. The next thing, and we kind of touched on this earlier, but when you are constantly focused on your appearance and you worry often when you don't feel like you look good, that's mm-hmm. a very simple sign that you're probably struggling with a bit of self-idolatry. And, you know, we don't share these in a shaming way. This is something that is easy to fall into, especially living in the world of selfies and all these influencers all over social media that just look perfect and flawless. And, you know, even though none of us really are, I was trying to think of how I kind of overcame this, because this used to literally be me. Like, I was so, so focused on my appearance all the time. And it's not to say I don't care about my appearance now. Of course, I still care about it, but it doesn't consume me. And I think the main thing that changed that for me is realizing where my worth truly comes from. And it's from the Lord. And it's not in my appearance, what I look like. It's in being a child of God and living out his purposes for me. So hopefully mm-hmm. that encourages someone.
Yes, that's so good. Number three is, you crave flattery, but don't like when people are sharing the truth with you. And this one is probably one of the ones that I struggled with the absolute most, because I'm really quick to share criticism to somebody. Like, I love growth. I love self-development. I love all of that. But when someone would come to me and want to share that with me, I'll be really honest. I just, like, lived through this season where I just thought my own didn't stink, you know, like, it just was really hard for me. And I realized that's pride. It really is a prideful place to be, but I loved when people praised me. And y'all, this is human. I know, like, who doesn't like praise? I mean, Everyone loves praise. And I'm not saying that's bad. And I'm not saying we should be people who don't praise people, because we should. We should be encouraging, and we should lift other people up, and we should be proud of each other. But check yourself in this, because this, I mean, get married and you'll find out real quick with having someone call you to be better. But it really was finally when I got into a relationship, one that I really trusted, where I was like, I really love when he's so kind to me, telling me all the great things about me, how perfect I am, blah, blah, blah. But man, that one time he needs to tell me some truth. And I'm like, no, you know, like, I don't like this, you know, and it's honest and it happens. But like, even having friends that call you higher and friends that call you out when we're not being our best character or we're falling short, like, you need people in your life like this. So if you realize that you don't have anyone in your life like this, I would ask yourself, do I allow people to be like this in my life? Because me a few years ago, man, even a year ago, I was not able to hear people's truth. I was not able to have someone tell me I was wrong, or that I did something wrong, or that I could have maybe done it this way and it would have been better, because I really did just believe all things the way that I process them and the way that I do them are great. And that's not the truth half the time. So definitely just really looking at those relationships and asking, do I only allow people to flatter me, or do I allow people to really help me flourish and grow and be a better version of myself?
Wow. That's good. That's very convicting.
Yeah.
Another one that's real convicting is you hold double standards, meaning you consider some things acceptable for yourself, but not for others.
Yeah. So I, and also we have six of these, it looks like, letting you guys know we have six, not five. But I actually have a good example of this, because I feel like the reason why I have a good example of this is because I struggled with this. I've struggled with a lot of these. Letting y'all know this episode was for me.
Oh, we need but Jesus. This is why we need him.
We really do. No, I feel like this is when, like, you do something that, or sorry, someone does something to you, let's say, that really hurt your feelings. Like, I don't know, maybe it's when you take an hour or like ignore that person, like you need some time to step away and like really look at something. And like, because you're just so hurt, you're over dramatic about stuff, and like, you need to take a second. Well, like, old self, old me, if someone were to do that to me, I would have been like, they can't handle conflict as well as I can. They need to learn how to be able to talk to me. I'm a better friend because I never walk away from them. You know, I would start spitting out all these things. Well, then there'd be a moment where I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I literally can't talk to you right now because I'm so over emotional. Well, all of a sudden it's okay. I can verify that or justify why I'm allowed to do it and why they're not, you know? And so I do think that's where those double standards happen, where all of a sudden someone's doing something against you and you don't like it, but then you catch yourself doing it and all of a sudden you can justify it, realizing you guys are doing the same exact thing. And that's when you think that you're better. You think that you have a way that you can do things because you're just you. And that is that self-idolatry.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good. That's convicting right there.
Yeah. All of these kind of are, honestly. I'm like, oh yeah, I've mastered these. And I'm like, nope, acted like that last week. I'm still struggling.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, we're always going to be growing. We're literally never going to be sinless until we get to heaven.
Yep.
But that just gives us the even more of a reason to always need Jesus and to always be relying on him. And he's always going to continue helping us grow and giving us wisdom and making us more like him.
Yes. So good. Okay. Number five is your prayers are mainly focused on your own wants and needs, and you don't pray as much for others and their needs. And this one, I feel like this year I've really started being better about praying for people and like really hearing what people need and not just praying over myself. And something even me and Corey, like, we pray every night because right now we don't live together. So we just FaceTime every night and we pray together every night. And we just kind of go through our day of like, did anyone ask for prayer? Did anyone need prayer? Did I see anything on social media where someone's really struggling? Like, we kind of go through those like mental notes and we just pray for people, because obviously, y'all, we should pray for ourselves. We do have wants and needs, and the Lord wants us to ask for those. But if you catch yourself only being obsessed with praying for what you want and you don't even realize the needs around you or have asked anyone if they need prayer, over something, I do think that's one of those signs where you can kind of ask yourself, okay, am I only worried about myself? Have I only been focused about myself? Or do the people around me know that I truly care, that they're okay too? Or like that I will pray on their behalf as well, or that they can call me when they need prayer, or they can confide in me on really hard things when I need more people to pray. So definitely a good one.
For sure. And then the last sign that you might be struggling with self-idolatry is that you lack compassion for others who have less than you, or you even, like, if you're being honest, slightly think of yourself as better than them because they have less than you.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch.
No need for an explanation on that one. I think that
it's
pretty self-explanatory.
I lived like that for a good few years. Not a good feeling. I think these are the moments, though, like where the Lord really humbles you. Like when you catch yourself in those positions where you're like, I am better than other people because I have these things, or I have these qualities, or whatever. I think those are the times where the Lord's like, okay, let's see how long that lasts, you know? And that's when you catch yourself being like, oh wow, I'm really struggling in this, just like they were, you know? And I think that was a lot of the reason why I even went through my, like, having to go to a lower job, because I used my job as like a really like badge of honor. All the money I was making, all the things I was able to do. And the Lord was like, you are putting so much hope and so much of your faith and so much of all of your identity and existence into this job that if you lost it, you would not know who you are because you are so.
Oh, girl.
You know? And then all of a sudden I lose it and I'm like, oh, who am I? And like the Lord just meets me and he's like, gosh, you're so much, you have so much more to you than this stuff. And it's like, I really humbled myself and now I'm like happier than I've ever been, you know? So he's a good God, to say the least.
Oh, I can 100% relate to everything you just said. I'm going to pray us out and we hope that you were encouraged by this. I know a lot of this was convicting and kind of harsh truths, but you know what? I believe that like, that's how we grow is sometimes we just have to, it has to sting a little bit. Yeah. So I'm going to pray us out and we hope that you join us next week. Dear Lord, I just want to lift up the listener of this podcast and I pray that she's actually encouraged by this today, that she's convicted in a healthy, godly way, and also encouraged. And I pray over myself and I pray over Jordan and anyone who listens to this podcast. We all fall into this self-idolatry and self-centeredness sometimes, and we don't want to be this way. Lord, let it disgust us. Let us be grossed out by sin.
Yeah.
Well, icky. Help us to just want to be so far from sin and want and desire to be more like you. Lord, I get so caught up in my day-to-day, my schedules, my routine, my this and this and this, that it's often like I lose the desire to really truly want to be more like you and want to serve others. And I want my focus to be on that. I want my focus to be on the kingdom. So Lord, I pray for the woman who may feel the same way. Lord, change our hearts. Make us more like you. Make us more focused on helping others, serving others, and ultimately growing your kingdom and bringing more people to heaven with us. And using this time, this very short, short life that we've been given on earth, well, in a way that you would want us to, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening in this week. Just for hanging out with us, we want to give you a free gift. Go to withinhersoul.co/freebie to grab your free quiet time template. This will be your guide during your alone time with Jesus. You'll journal your highs and lows, record your prayers, and you'll be able to express how you feel the Lord is speaking to you every time you spend time with Him. It's extremely helpful if you're needing some guidance on how to find a quiet time routine that works for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss a new episode. You can also catch us at withinhersoul.co on Insta. We'd love for you to message us and let us know how we can pray for you. This is the Within Her Soul podcast. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.